Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have a zip code?
47905.
47905?
Yes.
Thank you. May I please have the first and last name?
Phyllis Clark.
Thank you for the information. For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
Ma'am, I don't know what this is, but it got on my checking account and I want it stopped.
Could you verify me the shipping address? I can be able to let you know what's going on.
Okay, it's 40 Laura Lee Drive, Lafayette, Indiana.
Thank you for the information. As I can see, your account is for the meal plan.
No, I do not want that. I don't know how that got on my line. I don't know how that got there. I need it stopped because I cannot do this.
Because you did what? I'm sorry.
I didn't order this, and I cannot afford this for one thing, and so I need that put back on my account. That has to pay my bills.
Now, have anyone in your household could place this order?
No, ma'am. I don't know how we got it, but it got onto. I don't know what happened, but I do not want this. Can you please stop this?
Okay.
I will not have the money to pay. I mean, that came out of my account, and I have to pay bills with that money, or I won't have any electric.
Okay. So, yeah, okay. That's what I'm trying to see, because I can file this as fraud.
I just need it canceled.
Okay, because we're trying to see what we can, honestly, what we can do, because I can. I was just trying to see, do I need to file this as fraud? Make sure that no one in your household could have placed this order.
No, it's just me. There was something else on that I was ordering, and I don't know if this came up at the same time or what, you know, and I'm thinking that's what may have happened, but I can't afford that $59.89. So I need to get that canceled immediately.
Okay. Okay, so I can file this as fraud. I'll get you transferred over if you never place this order, so hang there for me.
Can you just cancel it?
Yes, I can cancel it.
Well, that's just cancel it. That's all I want to do. Don't worry about the fraud. Just cancel the order. And, you know, that's it. Just cancel it.
Okay, down the line for me. Okay. All right. Let me know whenever you're ready. I can provide your cancellation confirmation.
I am ready.
Okay. Your cancellation confirmation is C as in Charlie 920-480-382.
Okay. That is C as in Charlie 920-480-382.
Correct.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can do for you?
And they will re-put that money back into my account at $59.89.
Okay, let me see. That's what I'm trying to see. We can issue you a refund for, let me see, $55.
Okay, and not the 59, huh?
Or the $5 fee we'll charge for the sign-up fee.
Yeah, if you can at least get $55 credited back on it, that'll be better than, you know.
I'm gonna see what I can do. I'm going to issue the full refund.
Okay. I would appreciate it, hon. I really so tough right now. I'm barely making, you know, ends meet anyway.
I understand. Now, it did let me void it off, so you should receive it. It should go back to your account, if not 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Brianna, I thank you so much, babe. And I got this cancellation number, and I am just so thankful. You got a good name anyway, because that's my granddaughter's name, Brianna.
Okay. And is there anything else I can do for you?
No, sweetie. Thank you. I'll just look for that $59.89 to come back into my account. Thank you very much. I sure do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
Have
a wonderful day.
You have a blessed day. Thank you.
Same.